Hello, I'm Gertrude Lynn, and I was asked to tell you about my experience in the Army Nurse Corps. I was raised in San Francisco, California. My mother graduated from the French hospital in 1930, so I followed her footsteps and was trained there, graduating in 1939. We had a very good training there. It was a small hospital, and we had wonderful teachers, and I thoroughly enjoyed the work. It was long, hard hours, nothing like the nursing is today. I did private duty for a while, and I was taking some classes at the San Francisco State College to get my degree. So for a while I worked at the French hospital doing private duty and general duty, off and on as time permitted. And then I finally went to the City and County Hospital of San Francisco, where I had been there taking psychiatric training, and my friend also went there, and we were both going to college together, young age of, 27 at that time. And so I was working in the psychiatric ward at the time, and my friend Bam was working over in the other wards, medical, surgical. And one night, I was doing night duty because I was gone taking classes in the daytime. I used to take my alarm clock to wake me up between classes, and I'd doze out in the car between classes. Anyway, one night one of the patients came up and said, "Oh, come listen to the radio. Pearl Harbor has been attacked." So I did. I was just shocked. I just couldn't get over it. I was mostly very, very angry. A few weeks later, the girls were talking about the Stanford-affiliated unit that was going to be formed to go overseas. There was a tea, and my friend Bam said, "Let's go to the tea and find out about this thing." So we did, and right then and there, I decided I was going to join the Army. I was in 4 years and never regret a day of it. It was an exciting challenge, and I was very excited about it. I was sworn in April of 42. May 5th, I reported to the station hospital at Fort Ord, pending shipment with the 59th Evacuation Hospital. May 25, 1942. I won't go into great details, but my friend Bam had to gain weight, and I was supposed to lose weight before we were accepted here, which we both did. She had a harder time than I did. We were put through a strenuous calisthenics. Of course, we had all of our shots, and we were being outfitted. And here I met Captain Lynn, who was in charge of the Officers Club and the Hunt Club. And he asked me to bring some girls over to the club, which I did, and we got acquainted and started going together. It was a wonderful time for me. There were nice places to go around there, and there was always the Officers Club. So it was a very enjoyable time. We'd go to Carmel and so forth. We were, before we got our uniforms, we used to go into Monterey, and we'd have to wear our gas mask because we were on alert. So here we were in civilian clothes carrying those heavy, bulky gas masks, and people would look at us and wonder who we were. It was really funny. We got most of our outfits and supplies, and in August 11th, we were sent to New York for shipment. I'm not going to go through all these dates and times. It's just too lengthy to go through. We took 11 days after we were in the East Coast for a while on temporary duty, where we met some of the Navy boys that were shipping out, and that was a very sad time to be meeting those fellows because many of them didn't come back. On December 42, after 11 days on board one of the ships, there were three ships, the Uruguay, Brazil, and Argentina. We were on the Argentina. And they were luxury liners that were transported into troop ships. The nurses were all up on top deck, and we could look down on the men who were out on deck every day doing calisthenics and playing card games. Though we had a couple of rough days that there weren't many in the dining room. We were given two excellent meals and all the snacks we wanted to carry off with us. So the food was excellent, fresh fruit and so forth. Of course, I didn't miss a meal in the dining room, but many of the girls were sick. One of our nurses, the minute she put her foot on board ship, she was seasick, and she was out sitting on deck in the air the whole 11 days. She didn't sleep much. So as I say, December 24, 1942, we docked in Casablanca, Africa, the first American nurses to arrive there. It was a very interesting place, and we were set up in a place called the College des Jeunes Filles, which is a school for young girls. And each of us had a cubicle, and on the cubicle was a bed and a bidet and a little table. And they were... The mattresses were straw over steel slats, like so forth. And it was ice cold. There was no heat in the building, no hot water. And it was cold at that time in Africa. So we got settled in. And he said there was nothing but C rations and K rations, but there was a party going on at the Excelsior Hotel. And if we wanted to go and find some food, we were welcome to go. There was transportation, so some of us went. By the time we got there, there was no food, but of course, always plenty of drinks and cigarettes. A few days after that, we had quite an air raid. There was a lot of shrapnel. Time we had set up in some buildings. And I don't know exactly when it was, but we had our first air warning at the time, and there was a lot of shrapnel, and we were told just to stay in bed. Some of the girls went up on the roof, I found later, and they saw all the beautiful ACAC lights and whatnot. So there was quite a bit of shrapnel dropping around us, but none of our people were injured. We did have a lot of people brought in to care for them. We stayed in Casablanca for about 9 months, and there was not much action there. The war was moving away from us. So in August of 1943, we moved to Palermo after being about 9 months in Casablanca. In Palermo, we were stationed in some bombed-out buildings, and we had a building. The nurses were all together in one area. At this time, I was working in the officers' ward, and we were injecting penicillin at the time for a lot of these wounded soldiers that we were caring for. There was an elaborate chart on the wall that I had to keep up with the time and the site of the injections. And one day General Patton came by, all spit and polished, really sharp man. And he inquired about the penicillin. I guess at that time the only people using it were the Army people. Civilians were not allowed to have it. So. We just used a great deal of it. We also used a lot of sulfa drug powder that we, with the doctors, put in the wounds after surgery. It was in Palermo that they had a meeting and asked any of the nurses if they wanted to learn anesthesiology. And I thought, well, I'll go to one meeting and see. I went, and there was quite a number of nurses in there. So I just went to one meeting, and that was all. Well, a few weeks later, I was asked if I would consider, you know, going into it. So I did. And we had a Captain Hamilton was teaching us how to give sodium pentothal. And I learned most of it, a little gas and so forth. And then I didn't use it for quite a while because we were, let's see, about 9 months in Palermo also. Well, it was here, I think, our whole 59th Evacuation Hospital was given our first Bronze Star for the Sicilian campaign. It would take too long to explain everything that occurred in Casablanca and Palermo, but it was of no great importance. From Palermo, we went to Naples, and here we were staged in a big hotel, mostly all women, wax, Red Cross, all women. It was very hot and very uncomfortable. The war was moving away from us, and I think this was the most frustrating time because we wanted to be up there where the action was. From Naples, we went to Anzio, and from Anzio, we went to Mattapan. Paglia. And this was all in the Italian campaign, where we got another Bronze Star for our work there. The invasion of France was quite interesting. This was in August 15th, 1944, and we got our third Italian Bronze Star for our unit for the Rome-Arno campaign. Saint-Tropez was a little seaport area, and the Germans had pulled out of there in a great hurry, and we were to stay there until we got orders to move on. We didn't set up camp. I forgot just where we were staying there. It wasn't for very long. Must have been intense, because the doctors would go ahead and set up the area for us, but if there was a livable building, we'd move into a half-bombed-out ruin. But it was here that we took over a very small hospital that the Germans had left. There were Jewish people in their striped outfits, very emaciated. They just looked like living skeletons. It was just really sad to see. And here we saw a large supply of morphine sulfate, the first I'd ever seen in ampules. So it was just very convenient to use, and I just was very impressed with this. The Germans were way ahead of us as far as the morphine sulfate went, because we used to have to dissolve sterile water in pills before we could use it. So this really impressed me. Fast from here on. We moved to Saint-Tropez and Carpentras and Rios and Epinal. And I started giving anesthetics there. A lot of pentothal was given. Lots of surgeries. At times we staged and we were on detached service for a while. Epinal, France, was a delightful place because our quarters were high on a hill, and we had to get down to surgery, and of course we were on call at night, and the girls had rigged up a little sled, and they'd go down the hill to surgery on the sled. We used to make snow ladies and snowmen and snow ice cream, and it was interesting because I hadn't seen much snow in San Francisco. Well, we're getting some more campaign ribbons. We got the German campaign ribbon. One time we did retreat for, let's see, we're in France for Christmas, and we had to move, and we were in Germany for New Year's, and then we had to go back to France and on. See, that was in about, I guess, 45, January 45. We went through Granstadt, Krailsheim, and Heidenheim. The nurses were always treated with great respect in Casablanca and Palermo. No debutante ever had a fuller social calendar. We could dance every night if we cared to. There were Navy people stationed there, so we had the Navy and the Army. There were a few from Australia. And there was always the good old Air Force around. They were younger, but wonderful people. Yes, it was in Palermo that I was introduced to Colonel Westmoreland, and some of the nurses had been out for the evening talking with him, and Bam said, you know, that man's going to go a long way. He's very brilliant. He was a West Pointer, you know. It's difficult to remember the hard times. We had some of them. I saw Dachau and have pictures, many, many pictures of my whole experience in the Army, which I'm going to have to look at one of these days soon again. Well, it was over 3 years, and at long last, the European war was over. I signed up to be transferred to the Pacific Theater, but we were in different places up in Le Havre, waiting to be shipped back to the States and on to the Pacific Theater when it was over. So it happened very fast. I had some leave. I was home with my folks, and I hadn't heard from Captain Lynn. And I was shipped up to Galesburg, Illinois, which I didn't like at all. I was thinking of getting out when my mother got ill, and I went back home and decided to get out of the Army, which I did. So a year later, my father died, and shortly after that, I picked up the phone, and here was Captain Lynn on the phone. He said he'd gotten my letters back as deceased, and he was sent up to Alaska. As much as he tried to go to the Pacific Theater, they sent him to Alaska. So anyway, we went off to Reno and got married and came up to Fort Lewis, and that's how I got up in the Great Northwest. All in all, it was a wonderful experience. I treasure all of it. I find it hard to talk about without getting all emotional. Under the GI Bill, I started taking some more classes and got my degree. Started to go for a public health certificate, and I decided that wasn't what I wanted, so I went into psychiatric nursing. I tried to encourage my son and daughter to go in the armed forces, but after Vietnam, they wanted no part of it, so I kept quiet. But I do have a wonderful son and daughter in this area, and I think that's enough for now. Thank you.